In Moscow, the Kremlin is trying to limit the fallout from the crackdown against the Yukos oil company and its billionaire owner, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who was arrested at gunpoint 9 days ago. More than 40% of Yukos shares have been frozen. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
Chief of Staff Dmitry Medvedev indicated the Kremlin is worried about the turmoil caused by the Yukos scandal. Speaking on state TV, Medvedev questioned whether prosecutors acted prudently by freezing $12 billion worth of Yukos shares last week. The consequences of half-thought-out acts immediately affect the entire economy, Medvedev said. He warned against overzealous law enforcement pursuit of business. Medvedev's remarks aimed to cool domestic and international criticism of the Kremlin's handling of the Yukos affair. The arrest of the 40-year-old oil tycoon Khodorkovsky has been seen by many here as politically motivated. Khodorkovsky used his massive wealth to fund opposition parties and candidates and try and carve out a political niche for himself. That violated a Kremlin warning for so-called oligarchs to stay out of politics if they wanted to hold on to their assets, often accumulated in crooked sell-offs of state property during the 1990s. Though the arrest of Khodorkovsky has sent shockwaves through Russia's political establishment, it's a less contentious issue among many ordinary Russians. Few rich Russians spend much time here in Moscow's grimy Avtozavodskoy district. The name literally means car factory, and smokestacks from the nearby Zil truck plant tower over bleak working-class apartment blocks. 35-year-old Lilian is emerging from a grocery store with some sausage and a loaf of black bread under his arm. I would arrest not only Khodorkovsky, he says. He and the oligarchs are against the people. They worry only about themselves. Lilian says he's all for private enterprise and he makes $500 a month running a small warehouse. But he echoes the feelings of many that politics and big business in Russia are by nature corrupt. 30-year-old Victor, who's waiting nearby for a friend to emerge from a subway station, agrees. They have their own games going on, Victor says of the government and the oligarchs. They couldn't agree on how to divvy up the loot, he said of Khodorkovsky and the authorities. As they brace themselves against an icy Moscow wind, two sisters, 73-year-old Taisia and 71-year-old Irina, say Khodorkovsky went too far when he planned to sell a large stake in Yukos to Western firms. The deal had irritated the Kremlin. What gives him the right to sell off the nation's wealth while we pensioners who worked all of our lives get nothing? Irina asks. Only among Russia's intelligentsia and young entrepreneurial types, like 36-year-old Pavel Yegorov, does there seem to be much sympathy for Khodorkovsky. I'll never vote for Putin after this, Yegorov says. I don't have a favorable opinion of oligarchs, but Khodorkovsky was cleaner than the rest. After this, the authorities will be able to arrest anyone. It's a blow to freedom. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.